You know, I go by these years, and I think when, what kind of car I drove down when John was along, so I can remember by the car.
Everything's by his car. I figured that out from early on when we started telling stories. Everything's by a car. Every single story has a car. You know what car it is and what year it is. That's how your stories are.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he asked me what car we were driving around when we were in the States. I said, I don't know.
Well, any trips, I know the years by the cars, you know. And I remember because I remember which car I had because it was the small Plymouth. And the guy pulled across the road on us when we were coming down on Highway 212. And, you know, it had one of those red lights, flashing red lights, for the people not to cross over 212. And the amber light.
Yeah, that one intersection, yeah.
Yeah, it's at the name of the town.
Yeah, there's no town there. It's just right in the middle of nowhere. There's this light hanging over the highway.
Well, the town's to the right, though, at least. Yeah, the town is nearby. Cologne.
Cologne.
Yep, that's
one. Yeah, well, this farmer, he comes there, and he stops for the red light. He thinks he's done his duty, and he goes. He starts going, and I'm coming down the highway at full speed. I see him stop. I think he's going to stay stopped. Not no. He didn't even turn his head. Uh-huh. I still remember his head, you know, because I'm right up. My car stopped right by his. Those brakes just screeched all the way, and John Nicey's sitting there, can't see a thing, you know. I thought he'd never ride with me again. I swore. That farmer, he took off, just like a turtle. You know, he didn't even go fast across the highway, and he's looking straight ahead. See, he stopped for his red light, which he's supposed to do, and he didn't look nowhere, and went right across. God, that was so close.